whether it was ending surprise billing for emergency room visits or expanding access to dental care. Lawmakers in Nevada passed a number of bills aimed at improving the state's healthcare system this session. To help break some of it down, KUNR's senior political reporter Paul Boger sat down with Megan Messerly, a healthcare reporter with the Nevada Independent, to discuss some of those new laws.
The 2019 legislative session's over, and lots of healthcare-related bills kind of made it through that last few days. What were some of the major healthcare bills that came out of this session?
I would say probably the biggest one that came out of the session was the surprise emergency room billing legislation. So for those unfamiliar with this, basically what it would do is remove the issues that people have when they, say, get in a car accident, they're transported to a hospital, and it turns out that that hospital is outside of their insurance company's network, and then they end up with these tens of thousands of dollars in emergency room bills. What this legislation does is it essentially gets rid of that. And the way it does that is it takes patients out of the middle by only requiring them to pay whatever in-network, co-insurance, co-pay, deductible they would have normally had to pay for an in-network hospital. And then it basically leaves it to the hospitals and the insurance companies, or the doctors and the insurance companies, to fight it out. And there's this mechanism in the bill that figures out, you know, how everyone gets paid. But the big thing is that it takes the patient out of the middle.
What about with rural health or with access to more doctors? Was there anything that was at least introduced this session or that made it through the process?
What I would say on that, it's not specifically related to like medical healthcare per se, but oral healthcare. Proponents said, you know, essentially we want to create this new provider type. They're called dental therapists. And the goal of having this new provider type is to increase access to underserved communities. So whether that's urban areas that are underserved, maybe low income, or rural areas or tribal areas that really just don't have enough dental providers, the goal is that these mid-level dental therapists would be able to come in and do some basic procedures like performing sealants and filling cavities, some of the routine dental work that be performed by a dentist. Dentists had a lot of concerns with this measure. They were concerned about the safety of dental therapists performing these procedures. You know, they say, we had to go through all this training to go through dental school, and we think that in order to perform these procedures, you really need that level of training. There's not the sort of mid-level, lower level of training you could receive that would make it safe to perform these procedures. They also ended up disputing whether or not there is, you know, an oral health need in the state. They said, and if there is, why don't we do more to, you know, train dentists, to do loan forgiveness for dentists? There are other solutions we can look to. Ultimately, that bill passed with a provision restricting where dental therapists can practice, so they're only allowed to practice in underserved communities.
Lawmakers also passed an interim study that would look at potentially allowing the residents to buy into the state's state employees benefits program. You know, what is that trying to do?
Yeah, so at the last minute, lawmakers introduced this measure directing an interim study on allowing Nevadans to buy into the state workers' health insurance plan. This comes after a lot of conversations about a Medicaid buy-in proposal in the 2017 session. There are just a lot of complicated things about the way that Medicaid is run and administrated. There's certain federal rules that the state has to comply with. So allowing people to buy into Medicaid is sort of easier said than done. So the goal with this bill would be to allow Nevadans, you know, to buy into something that really is, you know, much more under the state's control. This is something that's totally state administered. And so that's why they're going to look at it in the interim, to look at the feasibility of this. You know, is this something we can do? You know, what would it cost? How many people are we expecting to buy into the plan? And the overall goal really is expanding access to health insurance. You know, there are a lot of, especially rural counties in Nevada, where there's only one option on the state's individual health insurance exchange. So if you don't have employer-sponsored health insurance, you don't qualify for Medicaid, Medicare, or some other plan, you really only have this one option. So the goal of this is to give folks more options and hopefully, you know, cheaper options for some folks.
2018, Democrats ran on... they really ran on healthcare. They really made that a priority of their campaign. Do you think that healthcare was a priority, at least in the legislative session?
I think it definitely was a priority for Democrats. I mean, one of the things that they passed this session were codifications of protections for people with pre-existing conditions. That was something Democrats had campaigned on. Republicans even voiced support for, but basically taking those pre-existing condition protections that are in the Affordable Care Act and putting them into state law in case something should happen. So I think looking at that, looking at a lot of the issues that Democrats passed this session, whether it's, you know, family planning, making some changes to the state's abortion law, surprise billing. There was a lot that Democrats did to try and address healthcare. Still, there are a lot of bigger healthcare questions that remain to be answered, you know, provider shortages and things of that nature. So I think Democrats took a step in the direction of, I think, expanding access to healthcare. But ultimately, there are a lot of other solutions, I think, that they would have liked to pursue this session that maybe we will see come forward in future sessions.
Megan Messerly is a reporter for the Nevada Independent. Megan, thank you so much.
Thanks for